Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, He Gave Us the Kingdom Already in Progress.
Wow, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, we got all kinds of requests today.
Oh, we do, don't we?
Yeah, so praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Living Savior Church today. Good to have you today. Cheryl's got a couple of things she wants to talk to you about.
Okay, this was a thank you. This is from the young man that was sick, and he was 15. He said, Dear TLSM, I became sick last February and lost 12 pounds. I had to stop going places, but last weekend I came to the healing school with my parents. I listened to the teachings about sickness and sin, and afterward, Miss Kim and her husband prayed for me. God healed me. I can now go to church and youth group again, and I've been able to eat a large variety of foods again. I've gained 3 pounds.
Praise the Lord.
That's right. Amen. We came home with several CDs and have already listened to nearly all of them. I'm learning so much from Mr. Scrivener's teachings. It's a 7 or 8 hour drive to get there, but I'm hoping we can come back to the next healing school. Thank you, Jake Rimmer in Clinton, Mississippi. Okay. Then his parents wrote, Dear TLSM, thank you so much for the excellent teaching last Saturday. We drove to Texas with our 15-year-old son, Jake, who had been housebound for 7 months with digestive problems. We also heard Mr. Scriver at an ATI conference several years ago and listened to some of his tapes then. We realized that this problem was a spiritual issue and we purposed to seek the Lord and not the doctors. God gave us confidence in our decision not to seek help from the medical world. However, Jake continued to be sick. Then last week, we were able to attend the healing school. We are so grateful for this ministry. Thank you to Kim and her husband for praying for Jake. We're thankful to the Lord for all of you and hope to see you again. Thank you, Bo and Leslie Rimmer in Clinton, Mississippi.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, this is really good. Again, the child wrote on the top, and she's eight, I believe. She said, Mr. Scrivener, ever since you prayed, my allergies have been gone. I've been eating everything that I couldn't eat. Eggs, bread, cookies, cupcakes, Cheetos, and many more things that I was not able to eat. I'm so glad that I'm healed. And she put a happy face.
Praise the Lord.
And then the mother wrote, Dear Pastor and Mrs. Scrivener, since Gracie was 8 months old, she has had an extreme allergy to both gluten and eggs. She is now 8 years old. It has been such a long struggle with constant supervision of her diet over so many years. You both prayed for her on August 13th at your healing school. You addressed the correction of the sin of her daddy, and we prayed to remit that sin and break any curse over her life. Since that time, I stepped out and began feeding her full breakfast of eggs and regular toast, and she has not had one allergic reaction. I waited this long to tell you because I truly wanted to be certain. In the past, she had gone up to a week or two without a major reaction. She now eats all foods. Thank you so much for your willingness to teach the unpopular truth that sin and sickness are tightly linked. We thank you so much. God bless you and your ministry. In Jesus, Laura and Gracie.
Praise the Lord. Well, it is very, very unpopular to tell you that if you're sick, you got a sin in your life. You know, people don't want to hear that, do they? They really don't. But, you know, we have proved it here over and over and over and over in the area of healing. We have seen so many and so many awesome testimonies. But while we're on a roll, I know we're going to have several more wonderful testimonies. I had a lady over here a while ago. Who was the lady?
Deborah,
come up here and give us your testimony. Come on up here. We got several testimonies today, so if you got one, be thinking what you're going to say, and we'll have you up here today. We want you to tell us all about what Jesus done for you, because that's the one that does it all, isn't it?
Amen.
Okay, give him the glory. Hold it up close.
A week ago yesterday, my ex-husband called me and let me know that his sister's husband had a stroke. And years ago, he had a stroke, and at that time, he was having double vision. After this stroke, the doctors were really concerned because they weren't too sure he was going to make it through this. So my ex-husband called me. We stay in close contact a lot because we have five boys together, and so we're not at each other's throats or anything. So he let me, I said, Rick, I think God's using this to bring him closer to God too. I said, Rick, will you let me pray for Jimmy? He goes, sure, that'd be great. So I prayed for him, and I stood on three of God's promises. I know you can do it with one, but I just felt compelled to pray for three on three. So I stood on John 14, 13, and 14 that says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. And then I stood on John 15, 7 that says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be done. And then I stood on Mark 11, 23, 24. It says, whatever you desire, when you pray at that moment, you believe in your heart, what you say with your mouth, it shall come to pass. I said, Rick, it's done in Jesus' name. He called me a couple of days later, and the doctors were going to have to go back in because he had swelling on the brain. But they were saying they couldn't believe he was talking normal. Everything was normal. The only problem he has, he's got a little bit of physical therapy he's going to have to do. But they couldn't believe he could even speak. They were just astounded. So thank you, Jesus.
Only Jesus, right?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, I had another lady over here a while ago that had sold her house. This lady over here. Come on up here and tell us what Jesus done. She can tell us exactly what the Master done. He can not only sell houses, he can fix bodies or anything else, right?
He certainly can. I had my house on the market for quite some time, and I came on Sunday, and Pastor Schreibner and Cheryl prayed for my house to sell for a good price. And that next Friday, I got an offer on my house for more money than what they were selling the new houses in my subdivision for. And also we prayed for a job for me, and I got a phone call. A lady offered me a job. I didn't have to go looking for it. It came to me, and it's the perfect job for me.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Now, what did the Lord say? Pray about what?
Everything.
Everything. Cliff, come up here and give us yours.
Praise God for this wonderful church before we start off here. Love everybody that walks in the doors of this place. This church means so much to me and my wife. It's been a real blessing to us to start here. We'll start off. I've got a couple of things I want to say. About 3 months ago, I was going down the road with a friend of mine, a brand new solid black shiny Chevrolet truck, and he says, does it seem like we're going 95 miles an hour? And I said, no, it seemed like we're going about 75, except we're passing all these cars like they're stopped on the side of the street. Yeah, I looked up, and there's a cop with a red lights on sitting on the side of the road. And he said, oh, Lord. I said, he said, I got myself about a $600 ticket here. I said, no, he's not going to write you a ticket. It's your birthday. And he said, yeah, he's going to write me a ticket. I said, no, he's not. He's not going to write you a ticket. So a guy comes up and asks for his driver's license. He said, you know, it's a brand new truck. You're kind of hard on this truck breaking it in like that. He said, well, that's how I believe in doing it, breaking them in hard. So he goes back to his truck, comes back up there in a few minutes, and he said, called his name, said, I'm not going to write you a ticket today. I'm going to let you go. And I'm like Thurman was when the warts fell off a guy's hand, he prayed for it. He said, you don't mean it. You don't mean it. And so we were both a little shocked. But anyway, I started to have the guy tase him a couple of times because since we were making memories, I thought that'd be a pretty good deal. But I didn't. But we go on and... A few days later, he asked me, he said, I know now why that cop didn't write me a ticket. And he came up with something, I don't know, I said, I can tell you why that cop didn't write you a ticket. And I said, why? He said, why? And I said, because I said he wasn't. I said, in the book, in the Proverbs 22:28, it says, you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established, and the light shall shine upon your way. He said, oh, you're just full of baloney. So we went on. So a few days later, well, a couple of months later, He is up at Walmart or something, and somebody backed into his truck. He didn't know it for a while. Somebody backed into his truck, tore it all up, tore the whole side of it off. And I'm going around telling everybody, you know, he's not a Christian. He don't believe in God. He doesn't believe in anything I tell him. And this is what happens to him. You know, he's wrecked everything he's ever had, you know, and I'm just going around telling everybody, you know, he's wrecked this truck, he's wrecked that one, and on and on and on. A few days later, I'm over to a house that we own where I have a big enclosed car trailer, weighs about 5,000 pounds, and I'm backing up the driveway in the middle of the night, and I knew that trailer was back there. I ran my car right into my trailer and just tore it all to pieces. And I went up and had an estimate on it. It was $3,700 worth of damage. And guess how much the damage was on Charlie's truck? It was $3,700 worth of damage on this truck. I'm thinking about some things, and it just came to me, this is what you get for gossiping about your friend. This is what you get. So I just thought that was really something, that the Lord does not like us gossiping about other people. Yeah.
Amen.
And talk about other people. Every idle word will be judged. Well, we went on. I want to say something about my wife has been ill for about 3 or 4 weeks now. And Thurman has prayed for her, and Cheryl has prayed for her, and some other people, and myself, and Jeff prayed for her last week before he left. And she was just not getting any better. And I asked her one day, I said, what sin do you have in your life that is that's keeping you from getting healed? She said, well, what sin do you have in your life that's keeping me from getting healed? And I thought about it, and I didn't know. Well, I'm going out to Garland the other day in my car, and it came to me. Let's see what it says here. There's a verse in the Bible, and it says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in your power to do it. Say not unto your neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give to you when it is when you have it in your hand to do it. I called my wife right then, just as soon as I got to a place where I could stop. I called her, and I said, I know what is wrong. And she said, what? I said, it came to me a while ago driving down the road, the scripture, I shall withhold no good thing from those who deserve it. She's sitting on the hairdryer. She said, I just read that verse in the Bible. And what it was, this mission had contacted us somehow or another, and they asked for some things. They asked for a new Vitamix mixer and some religious tapes, you know, Christian tapes and stuff, and some towels and washcloths and stuff. So we went and got them, bought all this stuff, and she got it all packaged up, and she said, I want you to call this gentleman that's over this facility down there and talk to him and tell him that you want to deliver this stuff to him, because this Vitamix is in the warranty is in his name, so he needs to get it. So I called him, left him a message. He didn't answer. Left him a message. He didn't call me. I called him the next day. He didn't call me. So I said, you know, if they don't think enough of people who are donating this stuff to return a phone call, we'll just give it to somebody else. Wrong thing to do. We had told these people we would do this. So we did it, and there was another verse also in the Bible, and it was, for the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. My wife, within an hour and a half, I called her within about an hour and a half, she was a different person, and she had been to the point of where I was really kind of losing my faith. My faith was kind of waning, and I was thinking, you know, maybe I should take her to a doctor, because I don't want to lose her or have her any more ill than she already is. But it is such a lesson to us to do the right thing, give to those that we have within our power to do for them. We should always do it.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, He Gave Us the Kingdom, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.